Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a special presentation here, courtesy of CJSF 90.1 FM and Vancouver FM. We have with us in the studio, we'll get him on mic in just a moment, Jefferson Alade from Unit Pit, UNITPITT, joining us once again in the studio to promote their latest release from the Sound of the Sun Collective. This is a series of releases of electronic and sound art and music concrete that Unit Pit, the Society for Art and Critical Awareness, has done, roughly coinciding with the solstices of the year. That's right, yeah, because there was one in June that we'd had an episode, and then we had the Volume 2, which came out in December last year, and then we'll have Volume 3 in just a moment. We're going to load up some music files, and we'll get Jefferson on mic. Right now, please enjoy our theme song. This is Schnoodlebug Gluckschmerz. We'll be right back in just a few moments. So much for joining me, Jefferson. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Thanks. Doing good, doing good. Okay, hang on just a sec. That's the microphone.
Yeah, thank you
there
for having me.
There we go. You are a representative of Unit Pit. Can you tell us a little bit about the organization?
Yeah. Unit Pit's an artist-run center gallery located in Kitsilano, and they've been really big in terms of like pushing different kind of like art practices, and like they're really thinking about different ways to kind of explore that. And for the Sound of the Sun, this is something they started last year, and this is in the third volume. And for them, it's really kind of exploring the medium of audio and how that can be used to kind of tap into something deeper within us.
Absolutely.
And I'm super grateful to be able to curate this.
Thank you so much for coming up. We've got the high-quality WAV files, too, the master releases and everything. We had Volume 1 last year with Catherine and Marissa, and it was fantastic. It was a really, really good, wide-ranging, diverse kind of expression of solstice music. Good stuff. All right, so we're going to go ahead and fade down our theme song there. If you don't know, that's from Schnoodlebug. And we'll get the first track going here, which is Forever in the Eye of a Dreamer. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this track's amazing. It's the first track of the compilation, and it's by Robin or Jacobs, or their stage name is Imix. And they were experimenting a lot with the harmonizers and kind of using their voice and tying into that. And I thought this was the perfect track to open up the the listening and the experience to kind of set the tone for the rest of it.
Nice. And did you were you the one that put out the calls for submission?
Well, Unipit put it on before I started like the guest curatorial position, mm-hmm. but then I was reviewing all of them and then deciding.
Nice. And how many submissions in total did you get?
We got a little over 40.
Wow. Yeah. And it's been pared down to 10.
Yeah.
Wow. Impressive. Yeah. That's always so good to see a wide range of interests mm-hmm. for this. Mm-hmm. And were you the one who chose the final track order for the album?
Yeah, as well. That's one of my favorite parts, just coming from like the DJ perspective.
Nice.
Seeing the order and the sequences, all my stuff.
So, nice. Yeah. Are you a DJ as well?
Yeah, as well.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, yeah. Me too. Very nice.
Yeah, I see
Serato. Serato's pretty great as well, too. Yeah. We do have the control vinyls kicking around in the station somewhere. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and play this track for you. This is Forever in the Eye of a Dreamer by
Imix.
Excellent. You are listening to CJSF 90.1. This is Vancouver FM.
Sinuously unfolding, blowing and distressing, an endless pyroclastic flow. All this he could not hold, but to become the light when one looks up at the sky in the night. An endless pyroclastic flow. All this he could not hold, but to become the light when one looks up at the sky in the night. Being held forever.
beautiful, beautiful stuff. Forever in the Eye of a Dreamer. I love the vocal. Mm-hmm. Is that whole? It sounded like it was all a cappella.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's like mainly like her voice, and then maybe kind of like some. There's like this like nice like bass kind of like mm-hmm. bounce element mm-hmm. throughout, mm-hmm. and kind of those kind of
yeah,
like
just kind of a supporting
to stand on.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And of course, just the same as last time, there's going to be a live performance mm-hmm. of this, and that will be held at the Catalano Gallery, which mm-hmm. is on 4th Avenue, 2954 West 4th Avenue on Thursday the 20th. So that's coming up just in 2 days. Beautiful. So from 6 to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And do people need to buy tickets or?
Tickets are free, but it's RSVP.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, so it's limited space. So just so we know the numbers and whatnot.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah. And I see here, if you want to RSVP, it'll be through Eventbrite. And there's a link on the website.
Yes.
Unitpit.ca, UNITPITT.ca.
Correct.
Cool. Tell us a little bit about this next track, which is Prepare to Stop.
Yeah, Prepare to Stop. It's by Matt Nishlapidus. He is a artist, educator, overall like a creative out in Toronto. And this one is really interesting. He uses his whole practice kind of considers different ways to relate to like technology and computers.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole, I think most of it is kind of built through like Super Collider. If you're familiar.
I do. I'm very familiar. For those of you who don't know, it is a program that allows you to basically build your own synthesizers, mm-hmm. and it's a little esoteric and a little hard mm-hmm. to program yourself. But the fact that you can actually go in and edit the code yourself, it's a very, very powerful program.
Yeah. So his whole thing is kind of like chain your relationship to like see like these computer systems as like beautiful and poetic,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of song builds off that, and thinking about for that also relating to the summer solstice, just how we are kind of the longest time of the year and mm-hmm. we are stopping. So I thought that's the second track too. I think the first track really sets the palette, and the second track really gets you in the length of the day. So,
beautiful. Yeah. Prepare to Stop by
Matt Nishlapidus.
Nice. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be back. Oh, super cool. Everybody loves Super Collider.
Yeah.
So cool. That was Prepare to Stop. And we were just chatting in the break how Jefferson is attending Emily Carr.
Correct.
And not only that, but you were instrumental in helping set up Emily Carr's radio station.
Yeah, rebooted, I would say, because they had a long history in the Granville Island campus, and the new campus kind of like went away and kind of went away. And then me and my roommate, Logan Wilkinson, we've kind of brought it back, and it's been in its first season, and we had a bunch of shows this year. So
beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. For those of you wanting to start a radio station, if you're in Canada, would highly recommend you to check out the NCRA, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and they will be able to help get you going. The next track on here, something I'm kind of familiar with, Aeolian Harps.
Yeah, that track's by Thomas F. Dokumenov. And super interesting track. I had a really fantastic. So even everyone on this compilation tape, I made it one of my goals just to meet with everyone to kind of get their story and
respect.
Whatnot. And hearing what he had to say about this piece. So the Aeolian Harps generates its sound through wind.
Mm-hmm.
So through for this piece, he went around, and his partner, who's also a sculpturist that helped make the harps.
Nice.
They went around the city and kind of collected the wind sounds and then some other field recording sounds. And yeah, super cool.
The cool thing about the Aeolian harps is they're quite an old instrument. Mm-hmm. They are a Greek instrument. Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly from music history class, they're tuned to ratios, not really intervals.
Mm.
So if you think about a string from point A to point B, that's your fundamental. If you cut it in half, A to one half, that's one octave above.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the harmonic series kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the Aeolian harps are tuned to Pythagorean intervals. So it uses something that we call just intonation.
Okay.
So instead of equal temperament, which is the 12 tone like you get on a piano keyboard,
mm-hmm.
the Aeolian harps use just intonation, which actually it will sound quite different
mm-hmm.
in terms of your thirds and your fifths,
okay.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely interesting track to listen to.
Sweet. All right, this is Aeolian harps here on Vancouver FM, CGSF 90.1 FM. This is Unit Pit, Sound of the Sun, Volume 3.
That's